With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, August 6th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
they also were very concerned about voluntary contributions.
More than half of parents worried about back-to-school costs this month, and P. Diddy asks Trump for a pardon. Plus, we've all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, 54% of parents say they're worried about back-to-school costs ahead of the upcoming school term. The latest back-to-school survey from Barnardo's also found 15% of secondary school parents will have to take out a loan to meet the costs. The charity wants the government to expand the threshold for the footwear and clothing allowances to help families stay out of debt. CEO of Barnardo's, Suzanne Connolly, outlines some of the biggest concerns as we get closer to September.
There's no need to have crested uniforms, yet a considerable amount of the parents were being asked to do that both at secondary and primary level. They also were very concerned about voluntary contributions, which 73% of primary school and 78% of secondary school parents felt compelled to make that voluntary contribution, which was really having an impact on their budget.
Intensifying Israeli attacks across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 83 Palestinians, including 54 aid seekers, since dawn yesterday. Eight more Palestinians, including a child, have died from starvation over the past 24 hours. Donald Trump says he's focused on getting aid into Gaza and not who controls the region. It comes as the Israeli government is set to discuss plans for a full occupation of the enclave this week. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with security officials yesterday as talks on a ceasefire deal with Hamas stalled. The US president was asked if he would be in favor of Israel's plan to fully take over Gaza.
Well, I don't know what the suggestion is. I know that we are there now trying to get people fed. And I know Israel's going to help us with that in terms of distribution and also money. So that's what I'm focused on. As far as the rest of it, I really can't say. That's going to be pretty much up to Israel.
Gardaí are investigating the discovery of a man's body in Cork City yesterday. The man in his 50s, who hadn't been seen for a number of days, was found unresponsive at a house in the Shandon area of the city shortly before 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The coroner has been notified and a post-mortem examination will be carried out, the results of which will determine the course of the Garda investigation. Intensive efforts are continuing to secure the release of the kidnapped Irish missionary Gina Herity. Thánaiste Simon Harris has raised the case with the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs. The Herity family says they are assured that everything possible is being done. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
The Thánaiste spoke by phone last night with the EU's Kaya Kallas to coordinate efforts to free all eight hostages taken from the orphanage in Haiti at the weekend. Arising from the conversation, an EU diplomat in Haiti was appointed to be a direct point of contact for the case. Simon Harris says he's been in constant contact with the Herity family and has updated them on these developments. The family says they're still coming to terms with the kidnapping, but ask the public to keep Gina in their hearts.
Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is due to visit Moscow later, 2 days ahead of a deadline to end the war in Ukraine. The US president has previously warned Russia it'll face new sanctions if it doesn't end the conflict by this Friday. Mr. Witkoff met Vladimir Putin earlier this year, claiming they had developed a friendship and relationship. It's reported a source close to lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs has revealed he's approached the US president for a pardon. The disgraced rapper is facing up to 20 years in prison after he was found guilty last month of prostitution offences. Last week, Donald Trump admitted he had been friendly with the hip-hop mogul, but claims the star was hostile while he was running for president. In business news, Brittany Ferry says it's ready to fill the gap left by Stena Line's withdrawal from the Rosslare-Cherbourg ferry route at the end of September. The ferry company is to increase capacity and frequency of sailings departing Rosslare, Europort, from this October. CEO of Brittany Ferries, Christoph Mathieu, says the full schedule will be published soon.
I had the pleasure this week of having the confirmation by the port of Rosslare that we can increase the frequency, because we've been operating out of Rosslare now for quite a few years, but we have this opportunity now to have more crossing to Cherbourg and offer a daily crossing from Rosslare to Cherbourg.
The 150th Dublin Horse Show gets underway today. More than 110,000 visitors will head to the RDS over the next 5 days. News Talk's Emily Keegan has more.
Just some of the over 1,600 horses making their way into Dublin's RDS for this year's show. 7,600 bales of shavings, 4,200 bales of hay and 150 bales of straw have been brought into the venue. But Director Fiona Sheridan says it's not all about horses.
We have over 300 trade stands, a family zone, lots of bars and restaurants on site.
40,000 ice cream cones will be consumed on the grounds over the coming days, 35,000 glasses of wine and 40,000 pints will be poured, while 15,000 and coffees will be served. Louise Parks has curated an exhibition to mark the 150th show.
It goes all the way back to the first show, well, actually at Leinster House in 1868. Lots of intriguing stories about the development of the show over the years.
61 international riders will compete with approximately 220 horses. Philip Horgan's 12-year-old daughter and 14-year-old son are competing against each other.
We've been working at this since the kids are 4 years of age. Falls, ended up in a hospital a few times, and nights in the rain, the cold. Dedication.
66 cups and trophies will be awarded, with the biggest cash prize going for the Grand Prix of Ireland at €500,000.
And in soccer, Shelburne are in Croatia for Europa League qualifier action this evening. Joey O'Brien's side are away to Rijeka for the first leg of their third round clash. Kickoff is at 7:45 Irish time. Robbie Keane's Ferencváros made their trip to Bulgarian kingpins Ludogorets in the Champions League qualifiers tonight. The first leg gets underway in Razgrad at 6:30, and Rangers will take a 3-0 lead into the second leg of their qualifier against Victoria Pilsen next week. Russell Martin's side were 3-0 winners last night at Ibrox. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.